Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, there were 9 hours and 45 minutes that separated my wife and I when we first, quote unquote, met each other online. 636 miles, give or take. And so the first time that we got to meet each other in person, we went about halfway in Mount Vernon, Illinois, where I not only met her in person for the first time, but I met her father. Smart man, wanted to make sure that I wasn't a Looney Tune, and he decided that I wasn't. And so we got the blessing to go out on our first date together. But as we were going to be leaving Cracker Barrel that morning after our breakfast to go on our date together for the day, my father-in-law said WGO E5W, which just so happened to be my license plate number. Well, that's the beginning of a story that I think is great for the history of my family. But there's one story that I want to focus on this week that I would say is actually the greatest story of all time. And one record of it is found in Matthew chapter 28, where we begin in verse 1. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While certainly Jesus' sacrifice was absolutely necessary as part of God's plan for mankind, the greatest aspect of this story is that his death wasn't the end. The greatest aspect is that he rose from the dead, that he was victorious over death. Just as God announced there from the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3, telling Satan that he would crush his head. And Jesus did just that. But the thing about a story is that there are sides to every story. And so this week I want to focus on this great story of the resurrection of Jesus and look at it from multiple angles. See, we know the baseline facts of the story already, but we cannot afford to shrug it off as just another Bible story. Every story that we have in the Bible is important, but certainly to focus on the resurrection is worthwhile. And we're told of multiple other people surrounding the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And so we need to ask the question, why is that? Was it just filler for us? Why should we pay attention to all the different angles in which the gospel writers give us to the story of the resurrection of Jesus? And I would tell you just straight away, it isn't just filler. See, I think looking from different vantage points may provide perspective that maybe we haven't fully considered before. It does not change the message. It does not change the prophecy that Jesus would raise from the dead, as he himself said he would do. But it should enhance the message. And so there are three vantage points that we are going to look at this week, Lord willing, that I believe are the same ones that we see today regarding belief in this story and in the Bible overall. We're going to look at the vantage point tomorrow, Lord willing, of the defeated, and then followed by that, the doubtful, and then the devoted. And hopefully by the end of the week, we will see that it's a story that's worth repeating. So let's come back tomorrow and let's study this together and see how this is part of the greatest story of all time, part of history and part of Christ's story, which of course can be part of our story if we would trust and obey. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll plan to be back tomorrow right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We have resumed our church assemblies on Sundays only at our normal times of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. We sincerely invite you to join us, and we ask that you observe our coronavirus guidelines that you can find on our website, beaverdamchurch.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Church of Christ Beaver Dam for videos and other information. May God bless us all with health and safety, and may we press on for Him each day.